And good afternoon and welcome to Through the Static. I'm so excited to be here. I am Steven the Medium, your host. And guess what? I have a co-host who is somewhere in this frequency. Are you here?
Handsome.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful human.
Vivacious.
And he's right here.
Who are you?
I'm Coach Elix.
Well, that's
Coach
good.
Coach Elix, who normally has this time slot, and, you know, I'm generous enough so that you can have it. See that?
Just wow. Saying. Thank you.
No, but people want you. I mean, and you kidding me? You haven't spoken in weeks, so you need to do some talking for all of our sakes.
I do?
Yes,
well,
you do.
You know, it's funny you should bring that up. But let me just first say that as Coach Elix just said, the last Friday of the month, I take Elix's spot. Elix usually has Coach Get a Grip with Coach Elix at this time period, but I am fortunate enough to do Through the Static, and it is a great thing. And Mark produces
both
my show and Elix's show, so it's a great thing. But, you know, Elix, usually I say, how are you? But you've already started. So let me just start with, how am me?
Yes.
That's funny. How are you? How am me?
How
I could coin you? That, right? Instead of how are you? Well, how am me?
How are me? and you want to learn Spanish. Let's focus on, you know, getting the English down.
I know
first.
Spanish. And listen, I'm like a minute out of the gate and I'm laughing and making people laugh already. Just, I'm funny. So what was not funny, and Elix knows, is a couple of weeks ago of having laryngitis, which, so I think it was a Wednesday or Tuesday. I think it was a Tuesday that I had to go into my office and I had like a number of readings, and I could feel like my throat was felt a little strained, but not such a big deal. And then Wednesday, I had readings again, and then I did a podcast. And even in the podcast, I was the guest on a podcast, and Scott Allen's podcast, who's a medium. He's a really, really nice guy. But I could also feel like I was having no problem speaking, but I could feel the strain. And then Thursday, I had more readings. And then, Elix, you and I had a meeting at nighttime. I don't know if it was like 7 o'clock or so. And then my voice was barely coming out. And then Friday, forget about it. Friday, we went out to dinner, and because I was feeling fine, there was nothing else going on with me except I was losing my voice. And we went to a restaurant, and I could barely even order, right, Elix, when we went to Cape Sea Grill?
Yeah, you were already, your voice was very, very strained.
And then Friday night, we got home and we were watching RuPaul's drag show. And I remember I went to say something to Elix and nothing came out, which just freaked me out and just gave me a lot of anxiety of like, oh my God, all I kept thinking is, this is all I do, right? Like my job as a medium is I talk, like I read people, so I need my voice. So it slowly started coming back. Unfortunately, Saturday I had a very big event that I was doing, a fundraiser, which we had to cancel, but it's rescheduled to August 10th, I believe. So I'm really excited about that.
Also, you did get a date.
Yes.
You told me that.
Yes. Oh. Well, I'm just, I did. Amanda, my assistant, didn't put that up yet because you purchase the tickets through the foundation's website, and I don't think they had updated it to August 10th yet, so I didn't want to put it on and have people go there and then start saying, wait a minute, it still says, you know, April, blah, blah, blah. So in any case, it should be done. She said the host or the head of the foundation said she'll let me know when it's done. But I also had to cancel and reschedule. It's not canceling, reschedule all the readings that upcoming week because I just couldn't speak. And I've never had laryngitis take so long to leave. And I got to be honest, I mean, everyone keeps saying to me, well, you sound perfectly fine now, but I don't feel like I'm 100% back. I just feel like there's still something. It's just taking a while to sort of get out of my system. But I can speak, and that's what's most important, right?
Right. And that's what happens. He hasn't spoken for weeks, and now I cannot even get a second in the conversation.
Elix. Elix. You know what I did notice, though?
Yes.
I did notice that because I am feeling fine except my voice, that when Elix and I go out with somebody, there's lulls in the conversation that are never there when I have a voice.
Yes, because...
Am I not right? A true?
You, first of all, like somebody said to you before, you ask way too many questions and you don't stop. And when you weren't talking, you were expecting me to like do the same talking. I'm like, I don't ask the same number of questions. And it was pretty stressful. Like he be giving me like the look, like say something or the signal. The sign signal, say something. I'm like, I don't have anything to say, Stephen. So no. Silence is good. Silence is comfortable. But I do want to say this. So those of you that know Stephen probably know a little bit of this, but he's a little bit dramatic. And let me tell you, dealing with him and this laryngitis was, you know, exhausting. You know, there were days that he thought he was never going to talk again. That he's lost his voice forever. There were days that he thought I should take him to, you know, the ER because he's in crisis. It was nonstop. Oh my God. Am I going to be okay? I'm like, Stephen, yes, you're going to be okay. This happens. I know this was pretty severe laryngitis, but you're going to be okay. And you are okay. Look at you now.
I am okay. I can, you know, last weekend when cousin Eva Milagros is here.
Eva Milagros. Eva, yes, she better be listening.
And we went to a restaurant. It was like the first time I ordered myself. Like in the person like looking at me didn't say, excuse me, or what? Because I couldn't get it out. So that was pretty cool. But I'm just glad.
You almost asked for a standing ovation. You know, when you were able to order by yourself, you were like literally, oh, look me, I can order by myself.
Well, I did post something that really when something that you take for granted is taken away, it's really when you see the definition that's right in front of your eyes of being grateful or gratitude, because everybody, I mean, whoever thinks of like having their voice taken away. I mean, we just get up, we talk, it's we take it for granted, right? So with me not having it, it just put a whole different perspective on everything. And it did. It put a perspective on like the short term, the long term, a lot of stuff, right? I mean,
I would agree with that. But, you know, I do not want to go on to the next segment without talking about our latest fiasco. Because again, only in this household, I don't understand.
It is like a sitcom.
Who I married, but yeah, tell them about now the bird that we cannot use a certain door because there's a bird and a nest. So tell people because I cannot be the only one going through this trauma with you.
No, I'm sure this is Elix to you. This is like not common, but for most people listening, they're like, oh yeah, I've done this. Like, mm-hmm. I've done this. Okay. So I was removing, you know, albeit late, I was removing all the winter shrubs and stuff that we, for decorations on the porch. And, you know, we have a separate entrance in the in-law apartment. So I was removing all of that. I was taking off the covers to the Adirondack chairs and I got to clean them. Just starting to get the furniture out for the spring. And I was downstairs in front of the in-law apartment door. On each side, we had these... like Christmas evergreens, but they're very decorative stuff you get at the nursery. And of course they're all dead now because you know, they don't last. They're just there for the season. So I grabbed both of them and I, you know, took all the plastic stuff out and then threw the stuff I could throw in the back of the woods in our yard. So I went to take the wreath off the door because there's a wreath there. But I did notice that every time I run, and I run in the back, I have to go by the in-law door, and I noticed every time I run, there's like a little bird that has been that flies out of the wreath. And I thought, well, this bird is just probably taking the parts of the wreath to build a nest. So when I went to go grab the wreath, the bird flew out. It's a little bird. And I'm like, oh my God, it's still in here. I'm like, oh my God. So I take the wreath off and then I like pull it down. And in the back, this little lady has built a nest and there's like 7 blue eggs in it, like fully full eggs sitting in there. You know, the same size as, you know, those Easter chocolate colored candies you get?
Mm-hmm.
They're all different colors. It looked exactly like that, but they're all blue. So I immediately put the wreath back up exactly the way it was to make sure nothing's disturbed. And then all I did was come into the house and tell Elix, and I got to tell Ava that until further notice, that door is not to be used. So no, that's not.
I don't even know what to say about that. But listen, I get it. I'd say we just moved the wreath to the other door that we don't use. But you know,
wait a minute. No. Listen, that's on the other side of the house, like the garage
door. Oh, and
door.
He doesn't think the bird is going to find the nest. Okay.
Elix, do you know
they're
how
not
much,
smart enough.
Do you know how much work this lady did, I'm sure, with her husband, putting the nest together? And then, listen, you know, I am sure
with
it's not.
With the husband. Now you know she's married.
Well, someone had to get her pregnant. I mean, maybe it's a boyfriend. I don't know. But all I can tell you is that she, you know, it's like having a baby. She, you know, it's not just easy to pop out an egg. So, and she did 7 of them. She's tired. And so she doesn't need to be looking like, where's my house? Like, where's my babies? So we're just going to keep them there. As soon as they're out, then we can take that off and move it. But until then, and the wreath, mind you, is just completely dead. Like, it's just all.
Well, it is a Christmas wreath. We're going into May, so it should be dead. I mean, that's probably what the bird probably looked at it. Were like, these fools haven't taken this down, so you know,
so I'm going to use
your
it.
Problem now. Yeah.
Well, listen, as I always say, Elix, at least I keep your life exciting, right?
Well, that you do. That you do. Excitement, yeah, I mean, you know, 24/7 for sure.
Yeah.
And exactly. By the way, before we take the break, I have another story. So tell them also about your new idea that we now feeding the dogs from the pond.
Well, I'm going to make it quick because we're going to take a break. But
yeah, but tell people. Because
I noticed we have a pond in the back. We have like this beautiful place where we live. And there's a pond. And I noticed that the ducks have been more and more coming up the hill. And they're coming like right on the bottom of the deck where the bird feeders are on top. Like when the Blue Jays, by the way, have no manners. They have no etiquette at all. They just come, boom, boom, boom. They probably have like 2 seeds and the rest of the seeds are on the ground. That's, I guess, a whole nother story. But the ducks came up and they are eating the bird seeds. So I thought, well, you know what? Instead of them coming up, because then I'm thinking, oh, my God, there's going to be a fox or a coyote and the duck's not going to get home back to the water. So let me just bring bird seed down there. So I did a little bucket and I went down right in like the perimeter of the lake or the pond. And I put like a stream and I came back upstairs. And before you knew it, I looked and was so excited, screaming to Elix, come look. And there were 4 ducks all there eating. And now I'm going to have to do a lot of readings because the money these crazy animals are costing me is crazy. I'm almost done that big bag of bird food because I'm not only filling up the bird feed is, now I got to go down and do the pond part so the ducks have something. So,
yeah. Now they're literally, every morning they're now waiting for him to put the seed out so that they can eat.
I think I'm normal. And before, you know, Elix, before we take a break, because we haven't even talked to you about what's going on with you, but I want to tell people that May 4th, I am filming my 3rd episode of Doc Echo's Paranormal Show. How cool is that?
I think that's amazing.
It is. It's very amazing. So, all right, listen, let's just take a break and we will resume when we get back, okay?
That's right.
Okay. And welcome back to Through the Static. I am your host, Stephen the Medium, and my co-host is...
Coach Elix.
Coach Elix. You know what? Before we resume, Elix, let me go to the caller and see who's here. Hi, this is Stephen. Who's this?
Hi, this is Melinda.
Hi, Melinda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So, Melinda, is there somebody specific that you want to hear from?
No, I'm open to anyone.
Okay, like a hodgepodge here. Okay. You know, Melinda, this is interesting because are you married? You have a significant other?
Yes, I'm married.
Because your in-law family is like screaming. This is very rare that this happens. I mean, your loved ones are here and I'm going to get to them, but your in-law, I can just hear them, like, especially there's a grandmother. What's a mother energy? So is mother-in-law here or crossed?
She's living.
Okay, so it's got to be then a grandmother. But she's just really excited. It feels like one grandmother saying you didn't know her or it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But she just is maybe as weird as this sounds. She just wanted to give sort of like a shout out and just let you know that she very much loves you and loves the connection. And now getting to, I think, your side. Where's the car? Did someone work on cars or work at a dealership, or is there something with a car?
My father used to be a mechanic.
Oh, so is dad in spirit?
No, he's living.
Okay, got it. So it's going to be then the higher, and your mom is still here?
Yes.
I love how your next generation up, the grandparents, come through as like mom and dad energy also. It's kind of cool. It's usually like a very endearing thing. But so that's got to be like your dad's side of the family, just to, you know, his I can feel your grandfather is in spirit. Is only one grandmother in spirit?
No, both are.
Wow. So there's a rose. Something to do with rose? I keep hearing rose. Roses?
I just got a rose last night.
What was that?
I just received a rose last night.
Oh, Melinda, how cool is that? That your loved ones are giving that as a validation because it happened last night. That's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
But it's your dad, your dad's dad, who just wanted to give the validation of someone working on cars and being with cars. There's also something very connected with school, like a teacher. I'm in an environment that feels like something affiliated, like a counselor or a bus driver.
So I'm graduating college in next month, and my sister's also currently in school for her master's to be a licensed social worker.
Wow, I love that, and I love how great is it that they're giving that as a validation. What's the 12, the number 12 connected to you?
12 is my anniversary date.
Wow. I love that too. So everyone's giving that as a validation, Melinda. You know, Melinda, I just heard there's a grandfather. I mean, your grandmothers are here, right? And they're all around you. And I get that. There's one particular grandfather, but the one you wouldn't think. So I don't know if, did you not know a grandfather, or were you young, or was he not as close?
There was one I did not meet.
That's him. So the one you didn't meet is the one that is just, you know, is surprise, surprise, that you would probably think, well, that wouldn't be the one, right? I didn't know him. He's the one mm-hmm. that has been every step of the way with you, just watching you and with you. And he just said to me, I'm not using this phrase as a cliche. I'm honestly telling my granddaughter the sky's the limit of what she's going to do and what she can do. Your grandfather just said, you don't always have to know exactly what you want to do. Maybe you do already, but I'm just saying that your grandfather's saying everything comes, you know, in time. In what, whatever. Your grandfather also just said happy birthday or happy anniversary.
So my anniversary is coming up next month, and my birthday is next month as well.
Wow, I love it. Well, this grandpa, let me just tell you, Melinda, is all over you. He's just making sure you know that he's around. Wait a minute, what is he saying? He's drawing, like, at first I thought it was like do you have tattoos?
I don't have any, no. My husband does.
Melinda, I was just going to ask you, does somebody have, I mean, it feels like, and I shouldn't generalize like this, because usually when I see this, I go to, like, it's a woman, but it could be a guy. Does somebody have a small tattoo? It feels like I have something that's very tiny on me somewhere. If it's not you, it's somebody close to you that is like a little heart or stars or it's small. It's very small. Your grandfather's giving as a validation. So and he keeps talking about five. Are there five kids?
No, five is five for me connected is my birth month for May.
Yeah, I already know that because you already said next month. So they wouldn't give me something I already know. But they're pulling me to the fifth. And is it husband? Is he a five?
No.
So I don't know what it feels like there's five something. But it feels like it's counting kids.
Oh, it could. So my father, so we're one of three. Well, one of four because one passed away, and he's currently expecting his fifth child. So that's probably what it is.
Oh, Melinda, yes, there's the fifth. I cannot believe it. So the fifth one's not even born yet.
No, it's born. It's coming due in the next couple of weeks, apparently.
Oh my God, that's another what graduation, a new baby. There's a lot of celebrations. I love that. Is there a brother in spirit?
Yes.
Oh, you know, I said, are you a guy or a girl? And he just looked at me. He was like, what do I look like? He's funny. I'm like, well, you look like a guy. So let me just say, he is very emotional and just keeps wrapping his arms around you, Melinda, just hugging you and just saying how much he misses you. And that's something, Melinda, that is very, very rare when I hear that. Spirit normally doesn't say I miss you because they're with us, right? But mm-hmm. he's so connected to you and to your frequency and energy. I think what he really means is he knows you're missing him. I keep hearing Kevin or the C or K name.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, you are amazing.
Who's
his
Kevin?
His name is Kevin. My husband's name is Kevin, and my son is in honor of both of them, Kevin Jr.
Wow, I love that. I love that your brother is like, he's screaming and so excited that you got that validation. And, you know, it's really, Melinda, it's just about when I just said your name, he just started like getting like crying a lot. And I was like, what's going on? And he said, Stephen, I'm so proud of her. I'm just so proud of what she's done and what she's accomplished. And I am so proud that she has stepped into like who she is, like why she's here. It's all, I'm with her 24/7 and it's all falling into place. She's getting it and she knows it and she's mm-hmm. taking life. And that's why Grandpa said, you know, the sky's the limit. It's because Melinda, what's coming up is just the only word I can think of from what Spirit's saying is just, it's unbelievable, just what's coming up. You got it's
awesome.
Great.
It's I'm ready really, for it.
It's I listen. You know what? I know you are because I can hear you know them in spirit saying like she's the best. Your brother saying she's the best version she's ever been. So you know you're controlling your universe. You're controlling your path, your passion, all of that. So you know your brother just said, Melinda, you better take a couple of seconds to really stop and just take it in and just absorb the accomplishments and just sit in Melinda's energy. Just really like, wow, look what I've done. That's what your brother just said.
I need that.
That's a beautiful, that's a beautiful thing. So listen, I'm going to leave you with that, Melinda, but thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much, Stephen. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. And you know, Elix?
Yes, that was amazing.
Yeah, I just, you know, I love when someone comes through like the brother, but that connection with Melinda was so close mm-hmm. and him just yelling out his name, Kevin, which is kind of, it's just so amazing. But listen, you know, because we got to take a break, but before we take a break, I never got a chance to, because you were throwing out Steven stories. Like, what? How are you?
I am.
Tell everybody.
I am awesome. I noticed that you just give me 1 minute, 30 seconds now. To talk about me. I mean, we spent 15 minutes on Steven. You know, just take 1 minute to talk about Elix. All right, just saying. But I'm doing awesome. I am awesome. And today I have a shout out to my sister, Maribel. It's her birthday today, Steven. So we
happy birthday,
Mari. Happy birthday to Mari. Hopefully she's listening. And also sending, asking for prayers. a chain of prayers for my cousin Junior Noel, who is sick in intensive care in a pretty serious condition in the hospital right now. So we need prayers, prayers, prayers. So if you're listening and you believe in a higher power, I'm asking for your prayers for his recovery. And that's all about me today.
Well, you know what? And also it's so important. Sometimes people don't realize that the collective thoughts in prayers and keeping people in our hearts is just, it's so potent, right? It's so important, and it can move mountains, right? It can do so much when people get together and just, you know, they don't even need to know the specifics. They just need to know what you just said. It's your cousin, and just send that. And you know, the great thing is, Elix, the universe knows exactly where that, you know, when someone's doing that based on their intention and based on what they heard you say, it automatically goes right to that direction. So how cool is that?
I love it.
I love it too. So maybe I'll give you like another 10 seconds later. Okay.
Yeah, sure. I'll take it.
You had more than 30 seconds. You know, this is not right. You're making people think that I am an Olga.
I'm not making people think anything. The facts are the facts. And wow. Producer Mark has the receipts. So you better take a break.
All right. We will be right back.
Bye.
It's gonna take a lot of love. I never thought I was ever gonna be able to sing again, but it's a miracle. I got my voice. You're listening to Through the Static. I am Stephen the Medium. I think I heard something from the Peanut Gallery. Did I hear something?
Coach Elix is in the
Coach
house.
Coach Elix.
I'm just admiring your voice that is back. Thank God.
Yesterday, I was in my office, and Elix is like the sweetest guy. I mean, if you know him, you know this. I don't have to say it. He's like the best, sweetest, nicest, kindest guy ever. So I had readings later in the day. So he moved his schedule to come with me so that we could go together, because one of his clients is like a block away from where my office is. So when I got there, the doors get locked, I think, at like 5 o'clock. So I have to, and my first reading was at 6. So I had to like make sure I was up there to bring people in, because it's like the Bank of America building. And I noticed that the sliding door was stuck open. So I called Elix and said, I don't think this is supposed to be stuck open, right? So we said, well, you know, try to close it. And I did. And then it did close by itself and we were all good. And then I went to like open the door, the door that you can from inside go out, and it wouldn't open. I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? And I started getting claustrophobic. Like, I can't get out of this building. And then I realized to the left said this little button that says push to exit. I almost broke the door because I was getting so anxious I couldn't get out. And then I'm thinking my client's coming, and then I see to the left. I didn't tell you that because you have enough stories, Elix. So I'm like, there's a lot of stories I just bypass and don't even tell you.
Well, also, I almost came close to calling the property manager because I thought the door was broken.
Well, no, but that was legit. That really was legit. The door was stuck in an open. It was a slider, and it was stuck, and it wasn't closing. And then when I came in, I saw what looked like a homeless guy sitting in the lobby on bricks. So I thought, oh, this is not good. In any case, it was all fixed, and it was definitely all good. And just as a reminder, when I tell that story, I am an attorney, and I passed the bar the first time. So I'm not dumb. I just missed the push to exit sign, right? That's it. So,
and thank God you got good looks on your side.
let me go to
the
caller.
Take the call.
Hi, this is Steven. Who's this?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you amazingly. Who is this?
This is Lori.
Lori, how are you, Lori?
I've been in your classes.
Oh, Lori. Hi, Lori. This is so exciting that you called, and plus you know Elix.
I do, yes.
Yes.
Elix. Hi, Lori.
Lori is the house we did. Lori, where was your sister's house?
Marshfield.
Yes. I remember.
What a great group of people. I know that was a lot of siblings, Lori, but it was a good group, and I love. And by the way, for anybody listening, Lori doesn't need to hear this, but this gal is probably one of the most connected people I think that I've ever had, and I have some great people, but Lori, you really are, and you certainly know that. So, you know, Lori, let me just, I don't know, is there one particular person you want to come in?
Today's my mom's birthday. She's not deceased. I didn't know if there was a message for her.
Yeah, the message for her was my next thing was whose birthday or anniversary is around. So you took that as another medium, took it right out of my mouth. Thanks, Lori. I love that doesn't come, like, it sort of feels like it's a double back generation. It doesn't feel like, not that everybody else is not saying happy birthday to your mom, but it feels like someone, like your mother's grandmother is the one that's giving that as a, wants to sort of take credit for that. She's got a lot to say. I don't know if did you know your great grandmother?
No, I only knew my grandmother, so my mom's mom.
Yeah, so one level up. She's got a very, very, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but she's got a very, very big presence with you, but with you, kids, your husband, but especially yourself. I'm just telling her, Lori, to slow down for a second, because I don't know why she's telling me this. She's pulling back to the 1600s with the witches and the witches' trials, and I don't know why. Did you connect at all, Lori, to Salem or witches or like the 1600s?
I have been watching Bewitched for like the last week, but I don't know if that relates, but
of course it does. I mean, those episodes were, they were in Salem.
Yeah, right? Were they? I couldn't figure out where they were. No, oh no. But on my husband's side, he has ancestors that were witches going back to Salem.
Oh my God, Lori, I did not know that. Wow.
Yeah. So I'm those not related, but he is.
Well, you know what? When it's kind of wild when you just said you're not related, because from what I can hear, you are related. You're so related in the big scheme of, you know, the mediumship and spirit world, so that they still, you know, whether it's not particular like the witches from Salem, you're still, they're just giving you a big shout out. But that's pretty wild that I honestly thought that I was actually pulling in from the 1600s, like the witches that were obviously falsely, you know, criminalized or whatever the case may be.
Yeah,
that is pretty wild that based on your husband's side, they're coming through to give validations. And I'll tell you something, Lori, I don't know what this is, but one of them, you know, and I don't think it's like all the way back. It's in between on your husband's side. This woman keeps talking about the scare of fire, if you will. There was an episode. There's a TV show called Charmed that was one of my favorites, and I remember there was an episode that one of the charmed ones, one of the witches was put in I don't know what you'd call it, but like in this fire pit, if you will, to be sort of burned, and the fear of, I mean, clearly nothing happened. The fear of the fire, it just feels as if, even with your husband, because I think your husband's very connected, right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I think he goes, it's just that it's like in a blink of an eye can go back to that and feel that. I don't know if he has experience, like if there's firemen on his side of the family or your side, or there's something with fire, if there was ever a fire, if there's something there. I don't know what this is, but there's something. And it's kind of funny when you talk about Bewitched, because on your side, they keep talking about Doc Shadows, that old TV show. I think it was during the day. It was a soap opera, Doc Shadows, but the original one. I mean, and I think this is going back like in the 60s when it was airing. But you know what's really interesting is that I just said to your loved ones, especially this great-grandmother, why are you connecting Lori to Doc Shadows? And she said, just based on what she can use to connect. You're very interesting, Laurie, that you can use things. My God, what's the name of the term? When you hold something and you get the energy. I can't think of the term.
Psychometry? In any case,
yes, thank you, psychometry.
I can do that, yeah.
So you've done that?
Yeah.
Wow. That's I love that. Clearly, I didn't know that, but I love the fact that your loved one, your great-grandmother, is giving that as a validation that how good you are with it. But you know something, Laurie? She just said, tell my granddaughter, because they don't say great, and I don't know if you've ever done this, but something that doesn't connect to someone's energy, like a branch or a leaf, because you can also, because we're all energy. Have you ever tried something like doing psychometry, but without like something that you know was somebody's, like just some kind of object?
Well, I mean, when you talked about that tree smoothie, whatever, when I was running a 5K for Disney on the island there, Castaway K, you know, I was running all by myself. You don't have anyone cheering you on. So I was asking like the leaves and the branches to cheer me on, and they would like wave and stuff. It was really cool.
Oh my God, that is so
wild. I thought about you.
Well, you know what? I love it. I'm getting tongue tied because I'm getting excited. If you're at that place where you are, it's such a special place, and it's a place that is where the magic happens. It's like you get to feel that and see that, and but just know that I know you already said you do psychometry, but that you're holding in your like ability to tune into the energy that was in whatever you're holding is outstanding, Laurie. I mean, I'm probably sure that you probably get that and know that, but that's pretty wild. So I love that.
I don't do it a lot. Yeah.
But you know, and they're not telling you to do it a lot. They're just complimenting you. And as a matter of fact, not a big surprise that you just, this is the medium in you. It's not a big surprise that you brought up smoothie. People don't know what we're talking about, but in my classes, I talk about this when I run in the back and I run all the time. There's a tree. I named him Smoothie, and like I communicate with him. And just 2 days ago, Elix surprised me, Laurie, and said, you know, I'm going to run with you. I'm like, what? I'm like, you go? So when we got to Smoothie, I said, here's Smoothie. And Elix grabbed Smoothie and said, nice to meet you. And honest to God, I heard, nice to meet you. It was kind of wild. I love it. So, and if you think about it, everything's energy. Why can't that happen? But for people that are not, unlike you, not multisensory, they're not going to get that. They're not going to understand it. It's a tree. A tree doesn't talk. So in any case, Laurie, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I got to take a break. Thank you for calling and giving you big virtual hugs to you.
Thank you, Laurie.
Bye, Alex. Bye.
Bye, Laurie. And we'll be right back. And welcome back to Through the Static. I am Stephen the Medium with my handsome co-host,
Coach Elix.
Coach Elix is in the house. And you know what? Let's go right to our incredible producer because he said he wanted to share something. So, Mark.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I just wanted to tell you, when I, in the morning on Friday, I post on Facebook what the topic of my show is going to be. Mm-hmm. And Dominic, you know Dominic, our morning guy.
Yep.
He does a little promo for me and lets people know what the topic is. And I put in there that I'm on 2 to 4 following either Get a Grip with Coach Elix or, you know, when you're on, you know, Through the Static with Stephen the Medium. So I mentioned that this morning, and Dominic was very excited about that you were going to be on, because he was saying, he says, you don't believe him. When Stephen's on, he gets like hundreds of phone calls. Okay. He says he should be on. If he was on 4 hours, he'd get 400 phone calls. All right. So he said, you really want to listen. He really did a nice promo.
I love that.
for you this morning, along with me, you know, promoting my show. So
so clearly, Stephen, I mean nothing to Dominic. Thank God I have self-esteem on myself.
Well, you do. He mentions your show when I say you're on. You know, he does mention, you know, what you do. So but I think it was just because, you know, we only hear from Stephen doing, you know, the medium show once a month. So,
yes. Yeah. And, you know, and originally it was once a week when you and I started, what, a week apart? In 2018, right?
Yes.
It was so close. And I tell the story, but how cool is it that, you know, when I was talking to Elix and saying, do you think it's possible that I could do my own radio show, like, you know, being a medium and just taking calls and whatnot. And I remember Elix is all absolutely yes. And, you know, I found out because I had been on another radio show at WARA as a guest, and I just found out through Jim, the station manager, how this works. And you have to, you know, he has a meeting and you go and you submit what the theme of your show is going to be. And I remember sitting there in 2018 and Mock was in the room, and it was like, I don't know, Mock, was it like five of us?
Yes.
And I think it was all guys. In any case, so we went around the table, and then that has to be. I think I'm right, Mark. Doesn't the shows also have to be approved by the board, right?
Correct.
And so I just remember it was kind of wild that the one person I remember was Mark, and when Mark talked about what his, you know, what his show was, and you also talked about like your experience too, and that got me even more nervous because you went first, and I'm thinking, oh my God, this guy does not shut up about what he's already done. And I'm thinking to myself, I've done nothing in radio. I'm like, I am never going to get this radio show.
They were familiar with me at the time because I had done things for Inland Cable and, so they knew who I was, and I was just pitching, you know, the show because that's how you get on. Anybody can do it. If you want to have a show on here, we have time.
Well, you know, Mark, but when you're a layperson that has never done radio and you're sitting in this intimidating sort of conference room and you got Mark Clark that just keeps talking about what he's done, and I'm like, I'm just looking like I should just get out of here now.
Well,
I should just walk out.
And that's how Jim decided that I should produce your show.
I know. Well, listen, we're all in sync so much in how this all happened, because I did, you know, after it was approved and I was going to start doing through the static and got the title and all of that, I remember, you know, Jim telling me that each, you know, you have to have somebody who's producing it. And he said, in some, like yourself, Mock, you do your own show after this. And I guess this is a good plug. So after my show ends in a couple of minutes at 2 o'clock, Mock starts Mock's Jukebox from 2 to 4, which it really is a fascinating, fun, just sort of, you know, getting away kind of feeling, listening to the music and your trivia and all the stuff that you bring.
Not to interrupt you, but we do have one more call if you want to take it before we.
Okay. So just stay on with the after this show, and you get to listen to Mark. And I was just about to say, I just went to see if I could produce my own show. And I think I was with Jim for like 10 minutes, and he's showing me like what you do, Mark. Press this, do this, watch the time, do this. I'm like, oh no, I there's no way I'm going to be able to read people and do this. It's
you can even push a door open, Stephen. So yes, we are.
You're
clear.
So you comical, Elix.
You should take the call.
All right, let me take the call. Hi, this is Stephen. Who's this?
Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hello. I haven't talked to you in so many years.
Well, I don't know exactly who Robin is, so don't tell me either, because it's best that I don't yet anyway. But I love Robin because, you know, this is TMI, but my mother, her first baby she lost, and it was a girl, and she was going to call it Robin. So I always feel like I have a Robin around me. So I love that, Robin.
Oh, Mom.
Robin, let me, Let me just say, there's, oh, somebody's yelling at your, you have a husband?
Yes.
Someone just, literally somebody just like driving by a car, just did a shout out. Tell her husband we said hi. I'm like, well, I guess this is your husband's side too, which is kind of wild. Yep. But getting back to you, is dad in spirit?
Yes.
Your father just stepped forward, Robin, and just said how impressed he is with you. Did you change something like over the past year, 2 years, 3 years? Why he keeps applauding? And I don't know what this is. Like, did you do a new job or what's different?
It would be me physically.
Oh, I love it. But the you physically has to be in like good, right? It's a great thing.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Well, the way your father's looking at me, like, and he's like cheering, like, you know what it feels like, Robin? It felt like, you know, the last caller, I think Laurie talked about when she was in a race and she was running, and like, it feels like your father's just like waiting for you coming down, like the finish line and going through the finish line. And I think it's a double validation of exercise and like what you're doing and probably, you know, the better shape you're in, which is, really cool. And Robin, who's Ann? I keep hearing A. No one's middle name is. Why does your father keep saying Ann or Anthony? There's an A-N name. Anita. There's something with an A-N name he keeps giving me. And he also keeps talking about the John or Gene.
I do have a brother-in-law, John.
It could be that he's just giving that as a shout out, but who's Gene?
Gene.
There's somebody connected around you or your husband.
I have a niece. Her middle name was Gene, but she has passed.
Oh, well, so Robin, that's her stepping forward. This is your niece?
Yes.
Wow. I auntie, like I love the fact that she's stepping forward. And she just said, I'm assuming you must have siblings because I just heard her say, but she's the fun auntie. Like she's the fun auntie. Your niece just said she's like the silly auntie. Like just the crazy auntie. So you get that. So she just, and she's yelling out Michael.
My oldest brother is Michael, and then his oldest son is Michael.
Well, but Michael, they're still here, right?
Yes, both of them, yes.
Right. She's just giving that as a family sort of shout out and validation. Let me just say this, Robin, because we're gonna get disconnected because the show's ending. Your niece, I know you probably know this, but your niece absolutely loves you and is with you all the time. Everywhere you go, she goes. And she just said, my auntie is an animal person, lover. This
oh my
animal.
God, yes.
Yeah. So
I
you get that.
Absolutely love dogs.
I love that. Sorry, listen, I got to leave that with you, Robin. Listen, thank you for calling, and I hope you have a great, great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Steve.
All right. Bye-bye. So just like that, in a blink of an eye,
and just
the
like
show's
that.
Over. That's or right. Almost over. So, Elix, yes. I already gave the plug to Mark, so tell everybody where they can find you, what's going on with you.
Dick, there's nothing going on with me. But they can find me here next Friday. At the same time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, WARA 1320 AM Radio, Get a Grip with Coach Elix. And it's you and I, and we always have amazing conversations designed to inspire you to be your best, live your best life, be the best version of you. And many times I have guests who do the same, so...
Well, I beg to differ with you in reference to there's nothing going on with you because that's just who you are. There's plenty going on with you. You know what you do. Your business is exploding because you're so good. You and I are working on something that is very, very exciting that we can't chat about yet. So there's a lot we got, right? And a lot you
I know,
got.
But because we can't chat about that and, I you know I don't want to say anything. When the time
I know,
comes,
I know.
We'll be telling people everything that's going on.
Yes. Okay, so make sure if you want to send me some money to pay for all the animals I'm feeding, you can. And I'm just joking.
Yes, please. I'm not joking. We need it.
So, listen, you can find me under Steve in the Medium. You can go to my website. You can book an appointment. You can book a whisper and a note. Check it out. You can see all these services that I offer. And Mock Clock is coming up. But I hope until a month from now when I come back for Through the Static, I hope everybody has the best day and the best weekend. And as I say, always lot of love. So, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.